headline news with Resistance Chicks. We have with us the one, the only, Mr. Mike Adams in studio down here in Texas. We could not be more excited to be here with you. Mike, we're going to talk about East Palestine, which is, we're from Ohio, and you've got some stuff about the dioxins. You've got the molecules sitting here on this table. We are so excited to be here with you today.
Well, hey, welcome to the studio, first of all.
It's great.
It's awesome to have you here. You got to meet my security dog, too.
And really. Yes, he's very dangerous. I would never want to come and attack you because, you could die.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, he's like, yeah, he's all in.
He's kind of a little cuddle bug, a little bit.
A little bit. But it's great to have you here. Thanks for having me on your show.
No, you're welcome. You're so welcome, Mike, for coming on the show. But seriously, guys, what is happening in East Palestine is a complete cover-up, and we have been there. We've talked to people who live on the Ohio River, and it's going to be amazing what we're going to share with you guys tonight. Don't go anywhere, because you're not going to want to miss this very special episode of Headline News with Resistance Chicks and Mike Adams.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
At the Brighteon Store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Okay, welcome back. All right, guys. So we are here, like I said, in the Brighteon studio in Texas with the one and the only Mr. Mike Adams.
In a secret, undisclosed location.
It is completely secret and undisclosed. I only got the address literally like 2 hours before we came here, and I'm going to have to delete it and erase it from my mind and my cell phone when I leave. But no, seriously, guys, what Brighteon is doing, spreading what I call the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ, I am so proud to be a part of this network, and I'm so proud to be down here officially with Mike Adams.
It's pretty exciting, and before we get into the meat of things, you guys know that we've been covering East Palestine, and we've gotten your messages and your prayers, so thank you so much to everybody around the world. But I do want to thank you, Mike, for doing something very special, for allowing the voiceless, when they literally took our voice boxes out and they threw them into the ocean, and we have this one platform, Brighteon, where we can say what we need to say.
We find ourselves on this program every Friday, oftentimes going to censor ourselves because we're still on Facebook. I think it's the last censored platform that we have in addition to many of the other free speech platforms. And I find myself like, wait, and I'll say it out loud. I can say whatever I want. I'm on Brighteon.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
exactly.
just it's so freeing.
Yeah. Well, hey, again, welcome. I mean, we're thrilled to have you on the network, Brighteon.tv. The audience loves you and your message, and it's so consistent with our mission, which is to get the truth out there, to bring our nation back to one nation under God, by the way. If we don't have Christian values, we don't have a sustainable society, it turns out, and a lot of people are realizing that. And then we can talk about things like this East Palestine train wreck accident, which
accident.
which is I have major concerns about it. We can get into some of that, you know, from the chemical toxicity side.
Right.
But how far is your farm from you're not in East Ohio.
No, we're actually 4 hours west. And
that's what I thought.
I actually kind of felt a little bit guilty almost because here all of our viewers are sending us messages saying, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
From around the world.
And we're like, no, we are okay. But I will say this, we're not necessarily okay because the Ohio River flows
backwards.
Southwest.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
right.
So it goes around the state of Ohio. And Michelle and I went down to the Ohio River and we actually met with some residents down there who showed us pictures of what happened when the tide was up and when the tide receded, and it was gray and white sludge. And I had
never seen it before, Mike.
Never, yeah. Never. And I
this
thought
is
to
so
myself,
so far away from East Palestine.
How concentrated must this be? The Ohio River's thousands and thousands of gallons. This is a couple hundred miles of river. How
concentrated
is this?
Yeah.
So what I think people need to understand is that there were multiple chemicals released in the, quote, controlled burn, which was totally uncontrolled. Like they just let it burn out in the open air. Okay,
right.
That's not a controlled burn. But there were multiple chemicals released.
Right.
And each one of those chemicals has a different timeline of toxicity. So you saw the stories of the fish dying.
Yes.
And some people vomiting blood and some pets getting sick.
Chickens
or dying.
Chickens dying.
The foxes.
So that chemical, that was very likely either the phosgene gas, which is World War One era chemical that was released from the burn, or just toxicity from inhalation of things like a hydrochloric acid that can form when some of these interact with atmospheric water vapor.
Right.
Those are short-term effects, but those are not the biggest concern. The biggest concern is the long-term effects of this chemical right here, which is dioxin.
Yeah, you've been talking about this on your show.
Yeah, 2378 TCDD. Can you guys show camera one? Get a look at that. Yeah, 2378 TCDD. If you want to go on a Halloween day as the most scary molecule in the history of the world, this is it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
The most
toxic molecule ever created by mankind. And this molecule was first discovered in two industrial accidents carried out by a couple of companies, one of them Monsanto.
Of course.
Yeah. And another company that was involved in a European accident in 1949. And then in the mid-1950s, Monsanto, Dow, Bayer, and Basif got together and they had a conference. And I've got the secret documents here. In fact, Doc Chambers is reading them in the next room right over there right now. But they were given to me by Eric Coppolino, who's been the guest that I've had on to talk about this. These documents show these four companies, two of which were found guilty of crimes against humanity in the Nuremberg trials, formerly IG Farben.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Our viewers are well aware of IG Farben.
Yes.
And the fact that many of those guys, you have to understand, for those of you who aren't familiar, IG Farben was IG Farben Auschwitz. Somebody actually had to make the gas, and we don't talk about that. Somebody was on, they were men on the side of Hitler.
Oh, absolutely there were. And these corporations, which became Bayer and Basif, they were
yes.
part of IG Farben.
Yes.
And so they had an industrial accident, and it sickened badly some of the workers. And they suffered from something called chloracne. Chlor means from chlorine, and acne, they just couldn't come up with a better term, but what happened was the chlorine, it gets into your skin just from air exposure, and it causes just your skin to burst with boils that get infected.
Oh.
I mean, horrible scarring, horrible effects.
Oh.
And they found chloracne happening in some of their workers, and they tried to figure out what's causing this. This is crazy. And by the way, the chloracne from the dioxin exposure, some cases did not emerge for 12 months later.
Oh, dear God.
Many cases. So it causes this chloracne from kind of like the chest up, the neck, the shoulders, the face. And so we're going to see cases of this in Ohio over the next year.
Wow.
People who look fine today, they're going to have this over the next year. what these companies did is they cleared out the room where the accident happened. They decontaminated it, cleaned it, and they left it for 10 days to vent. And then they brought in rabbits in cages, and they put rabbits just in the middle of the room for a day. All the rabbits died within 1 to 2 days.
All the rabbits died.
10 days after they cleaned the room.
Oh my goodness.
So they, at first then they thought, well, it must be a virus or a bacteria or something. So they actually had an autoclave in that room, you know, which cooks and destroys bacteria. So they turned on the autoclave to kill all bacteria. They opened the door. They put some rabbits in the autoclave and kept the door open. And those rabbits died. Wow. And so then they tried to find out what was causing this. Ultimately, to make a long story short, they nailed it down to this molecule, 2378-TCDD. And this turned out to kill rabbits at 5 parts per billion concentration.
Wow.
5 parts per billion.
What is that? You can't wrap your brain around that number.
It's the most toxic chemical ever synthesized on this planet.
At the least amount of exposure.
Exactly, exactly. Like. And this is created when you burn chlorinated compounds, which is what they did at the railroad. So they burned the vinyl chloride. They created this.
Mike, so our viewers are very well aware of when I get into fits of, and I'm going to try not to do that in this amazing studio, but I'm getting upset because you can't tell me that they did not know this.
They absolutely knew it. They knew it. The EPA has known this for decades. The EPA has covered it up ever since Vietnam, when Monsanto created Agent Orange, which is a combination of 2,4-D, an herbicide, glyphosate, and dioxins. And they dropped this on the Vietnamese and exposed U.S. soldiers. The U.S. soldiers, many of them died of cancer. Destroys DNA. This causes cancer.
Wow.
So the EPA, in conspiracy with Monsanto, covered it up for 40 years and refused to issue any real report on dioxins in Agent Orange or even dioxins in the environment.
Wow.
So that brings us to today, where we've had for decades these grassroots activists, most of them, by the way, left-wing people.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right, who were screaming out about all of this pollution, and the EPA just stonewalled them forever.
Right.
It brings us to today, where now this molecule has been created by setting fire to the vinyl chloride, which means that we must do testing immediately.
Yes.
And the EPA refuses to do it.
Do you think that that's why they waited so long to even bring attention to it? Because, you know, Mike DeWine didn't declare or didn't even try to declare a state of emergency. We were yelling, where is FEMA? You know, we all talk about the FEMA camps. Well, guess what? This is one of those instances where people need to leave their homes. They needed to leave their town and be housed somewhere. And you guys are here in Texas. Illegal immigrants are being put in hotels.
That's true.
And the people in East Palestine are stuck having to stay in their own homes?
Yeah, they told them, go back to your homes. It's all safe and fine.
Oh, you're fine.
And then, by the way, there was this mysterious ash that was falling on some people's homes. One guy called the EPA, and they said, oh, nothing to worry about. That couldn't be related to the, you know, the giant smoke plume in the sky. And then they sent two teams of EPA scientists to his home on two different days to collect this ash. They're like, oh, it's fine, but could you give us some so we could study it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, come on. And there's a mysterious ash falling out of the sky today for some reason in West Virginia.
Yes. Okay.
And Virginia, which may or may not be related to this, but it's freaky when you start having potentially toxic ash falling out of the sky. But the thing is, what people don't get, you know, you can have Governor DeWine, he can frolic around in the streams and everything, drink the water, fine. The dude's dead if he got this.
Okay.
He's dead in months or years. That's the thing. He can look fine today.
But do you think he really had the water?
I don't think so.
Me neither, because they know.
Yeah, they know. Right. But if you go swimming in a stream with this in it, you're dead. You're just not dead today.
Wow.
Like you're gonna die within months or years, probably from cancer. And if you're pregnant, your baby's going to be born without limbs.
So in Cincinnati, they take water
from the river.
The Ohio River.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This is the big concern, is this going into the rivers and the tributaries and then eventually all the way down to the ocean. Of course, the ocean's going to hopefully, you know, clean it out. But on the way down, you know, the mayor of Cincinnati did close off the water intake, but not for like 10 days in. And so they were continually bringing in all of that water. And I'm telling you guys, Michelle can show you pictures on her phone of this green white stuff on the bank of the Ohio River, at least a couple hundred miles from the site. And, you know, residents there are really concerned. What washed up? Did it soak into the ground? Is it going to be there forever? Can we ever use?
I'm going to show this to Mike here. These are just some of the.
Can we ever use
anything like that? I mean, yeah, that's not.
That's freaky.
I don't know if your camera can zoom in on this.
Probably not.
But it's this kind of blob of white you're seeing right there. That should not be there.
So these dioxins, and by the way, there are a lot of chemicals that were involved here, a lot of byproducts of the combustion. And let me just say, if you want to incinerate this, or if you want to incinerate vinyl chloride, you can do that in a super high temperature hazardous waste incinerator.
You mean a controlled burn, Mike?
A controlled incineration, which they did not do. They just threw it in a ditch and like, let fire do it, you know?
But that's not a controlled burn.
That's
so
not
for many
a controlled
of our
burn.
Viewers, maybe you could tell the difference between a controlled burn and what happened.
Well, the term controlled burn is only applicable to forest fires. You do a controlled burn of a piece of forest in order to make a fire break. What they did with chemicals is not a controlled burn. It's an open air ignition and creation of these molecules during the low temperature combustion in the ditch. You see, fires burn at different temperatures. And if you want to destroy this molecule because it has chlorine atoms on all four corners, you have to burn this at over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
And that'll break it down into the chlorine, the carbon, the hydrogen, and so on. And at that point, it's harmless, okay?
Right.
So chlorine itself is not going to kill you with some minor exposure. It's this configuration of the molecule that is a deadly toxin over time. It's called a persistent bioaccumulative toxin by the EPA,
okay.
A PBT, as it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want any PBTs in your BLTs. but it tends to accumulate in meat products because it falls on the grass, and then the cows and chickens and pigs, I know you guys have pigs, they forage and they eat grass or things in the fields, and then it accumulates because this is fat soluble. So it ends up in the fat tissues.
Wow.
Whoa.
And so the highest background exposure of this chemical right now is actually beef, and then dairy products. You know, it can just be in milk and cheese and eggs, but also then fish and chicken. Just straight garden veggies have minuscule quantities of this. It accumulates in the fats of animals.
Okay.
Fortunately, there are some things that people can do nutritionally
that
clear this out.
And, okay.
And we've done quite a bit of research on that, and there are things like chlorella and green vegetables. Chlorophyll is huge. So you can grill your own sprouts and just start chowing down on sprouts.
So you're kind of recommending for some people to maybe sprout some broccoli sprouts or greens.
Absolutely.
In a jar on your counter.
Yep.
You rinse them. My mom told me about this.
Yeah. My mom is one of Mike's biggest fans.
So mom said, my mom literally came out of her room and said, Mike's got an answer for the dioxin. And she's like, you could do some sprouts. And you're talking about the green sprouts, and that creates the chlorophyll.
Yes.
And that's going to, that helps to.
Yes. Yes,
detoxify
exactly. So
you.
Chlorophyll accelerates your body's elimination of dioxins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's in the scientific literature. Here are some of the headlines right here, by the way. And seaweed does it too.
Seaweed.
And chlorella and green tea.
Green matcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Matcha. And black tea. Yes. Yeah, speaking of matcha. But what's critical is that women who are breastfeeding, by the way, they're actually giving their children a dose of dioxins that's quite dangerous over time.
Wow, okay.
And of course, we want mothers to breastfeed.
Wow.
Not fathers necessarily, but mothers.
And we can say that on Variety On.
The fathers cannot breastfeed.
No breastfeeding from fathers. We want the mothers to breastfeed. So what mothers need to do is eat sprouts and chlorella.
That's amazing.
And drink some green tea.
And there's actually a study here. This last one, look at this. Chlorella supplementation decreases dioxin and increases immunoglobulin A concentration in breast milk.
Wow.
So the immune system works better and the dioxins are greatly decreased.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me what chlorella is.
Okay, so single-celled microalgae superfood.
Okay.
And it's the most potent source of chlorophyll.
Can you buy that at the Brighthand store?
I'm not here to plug anything in the store.
But can you?
Generally speaking, chlorella is a great solution.
If you can, you can use promo code CHICKS.
No, I don't. I'm not here to plug anything in our store. People can get chlorella lots of different places.
I get what you're saying. We're giving you a hard time, Mike.
And I always encourage people to just sprout your own sprouts. You can grow chlorophyll yourself.
Uh-huh.
But of course, we have the world's best superfood in our store. Of course we do. I mean, and we've had it for years.
It's Mike Adams. Of course it's the best.
I mean, how could we not have? I mean, we and spirulina and astaxanthin and things like that.
Which I take really... astaxanthin from the Health Ranger every single day.
Do you? Yes. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, that's a fat-soluble carotenoid, which is a powerful antioxidant.
Right.
And see, this is a fat-soluble toxin.
Okay.
See? And this interferes with the endocrine system as well.
Right.
So it interferes with every kind of system, reproductive, neurological, metabolic, you name it. And it's destroying, by the way, the genetic integrity of your cells, in the nuclei of your cells. So what I want to point out is, think about what else was just bombed over America that destroys DNA. mRNA injections,
right?
And the spike protein, which blocks genetic repair.
Right.
So people who are exposed to this, who took the vax, will die more quickly than unvaxxed people.
Mike,
wow.
So, okay, here it comes. And I can say this because I'm on Brighteon. What we are looking at here, I believe, and I think that you would be an idiot not to put two and two together. This was not an accident. The train derailment in Ohio was not an accident. It seems like it goes hand in hand for their depopulation and evil. This is all just satanic. It's demonic. And so, I mean, what you're telling me is that this was beautifully designed from a master criminal mind.
And withholding all the aid, withholding all the help, right from the get-go, you know, it's all been so strange. The people on the ground in East Palestine are so confused. Why is there no help? Why did Donald Trump have to come in with truckloads of bottled water? Why didn't our governor
do that?
2.5 weeks
later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and where is Mayor Pete in all of this,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, he came
Pete
in
Buttigieg.
Yesterday.
And he shows up, right, and he says, everything's good.
Everything's fine.
And it's like, are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Like, what? Does that guy even know he's the Secretary of Transportation?
Apparently
no,
not.
No, he's taken too much maternity leave for him and his husband and their surrogate child.
I think he's the Secretary of Transmutation. or transhumanism or something. Or just trans. Maybe he's the Secretary of Trans. I don't know. But he doesn't give a hoot about all these accidents that are happening. And the people in East Palestine, that's just the beginning of this.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is why, we only have 2 minutes left in this segment, but did you know that we're buying an add-on to our existing lab instruments to test for dioxins?
Wow.
And this, we'll have this up and running, we think, in about 90 days. And then if the EPA hasn't tested by then, we're going to test. And you guys got to send us some tests.
100%.
Stay in the soil? How long does it last?
Millennia.
What's the half-life? I mean,
there's no half-life.
What?
It doesn't go away.
Mike.
There's no half-life. It's not a radioisotope. This, and it doesn't degrade from just sunlight or soil microbes. This is a chlorine. Chlorine atoms in this kind of configuration, this is what's used to make nonstick cookware or water-repellent clothing. It repels all water. It doesn't break down unless you incinerate it or use like harsh chemicals. Acids, for example, you could dissolve it in acids, but this will never go away unless you remediate the soil. So this is going to stick around for millennia.
Okay, so that all sounds so terrifying. And we do actually, so not only does Mike have some hope for you and the chlorella and all of these different things that we can do to get the dioxins out of the system, For getting it out of the soil that it should last for millennia is going to take an act of God, and we're going to bring that to you on the other half of this break. We have done something very significant, and we've got a movement that's spreading around the world, and we want you guys to be a part of it, where we're going to take a scripture from 2 Kings chapter 2, and we're going to show you how the water and the land can be purified in the power of God. Nothing is too big for God. Now, we're from Ohio, and Ohio State motto is, Leah?
Nothing is impossible with God.
Exactly. So we're going to show you that on the other side of this break. So excited to be here with Mike Adams in studio from Brighteon.tv. We'll be back right after this.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. If we haven't scared you enough in the first part of our segment, I want to talk to Mike Adams. I don't know if he's familiar with this, about 2 Kings chapter 2 and the story of the purification of water. Because we are at what Mike has presented to us is one of these things. He says, nothing is going to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Outside of a millennia, right? Like, there is nothing that we or mankind can do about this. So that means that we're at an appeal to heaven moment. Mm-hmm. And we have started a movement. God has started a movement here, not just in Ohio, but we're spreading this around the world. We did a revival event last Saturday. 2 days prior to that, God said, are you ever going to look up that story about the purification of water? I said, yeah, God, I'm going to get to it. I'm texting everybody about the revival and I want them to come. And finally he says, open up your Bible and find it. So I didn't know where it was. Couldn't remember the story. I flip it open in one fell swoop. I land on 2 Kings chapter 2, and it's the story of Elisha purifying the water. And the sons of the prophets come to him and they say, Jericho is great, except for one thing. The water is killing everyone.
It's killing the people. It's killing the animals.
And the land is barren. The land is toxic. So Elisha takes a brand new bowl. And he puts some salt in it. And he goes to the mouth of where the water was coming into Jericho. And he pours the water, or pours the salt into the water. And he prays a prayer. And he essentially says, God is going to heal this water. And it is never going to be toxic again. Yes. It's never going to kill people again. Yes. And at the time that it was written, you know, the Bible says, and it's still clean to this day. And so as a step of faith, we have been praying over at our revival event. We prayed over the water, we prayed over the salt. We had everybody come up. We had 96 baggies and 2 things of salt. And the people online, we had them praying on their over their salt and taking it and put it in their rivers around the world. Why? Because what has happened in East Palestine is a direct representation of the toxicity that is in our society.
Yes.
That's infiltrating everything. And our friend, the Kansas Cowboy, who met Mike Adams at our when we first met you, and he drinks the big shakes like Mike does too, which is absolutely hilarious. We saw it sitting there. It's just so awesome. He said to us, he says, pull that up. Guys, can you get a shot of this? This is literally, Kansas Cowboy drinks like 4 of these over 2 days. And just to see Mike's here, I felt like he was here with us.
Does yours have raw eggs in it?
Not today, but sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Because we have our own backyard chicken.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So if you're,
it's disgusting.
If you're getting like really good homegrown eggs.
I hear yours had a lot of avocados in it.
This is avocados and bananas and some whey protein.
And deliciousness. And
it's so awesome. Yeah.
I am blown away by seeing that sitting here.
It's really delicious.
And that's why Mike is going to live forever. But anyway, so the Kansas Cowboy says to us, he's like, it's not enough just to throw the salt in, though. We all need to throw in our repentance.
Yeah.
So this is a call to action that everybody can do around the world. And I believe that if Christians around the world, because there are so many of us, millions of Christians, if we all take our salt and throw our sins and our repentance as an act of faith and read 2 Kings chapter 2, as we throw this salt into our waterways, whether it's a creek, all creeks flow to rivers and all rivers flow to the sea. And God says that he takes our sins when we ask for forgiveness and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness. So Mike, that's what we're asking people to do, because outside of an act of God, there's nothing we can do.
Second Chronicles says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will come and I will heal their land. You know, we are seeing something that, you know, do what you can. What we tell people is do what you can in the natural and then let God take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then pray over your land, because, Mike, I know that there's a lot of things on your show that may seem a little sensational, that may seem like over the top big. We cover conspiracy theories. This is real. It's really happening. People are really being hurt right now. And we need to do something to take action.
Yeah, and I would say that what we're dealing with here in this so-called accident, this is the expression of the Luciferianism that has taken over our society.
Yeah.
Right? So if there were a molecular representation of Satan, this is what it would look like with the horns. Just hold it this way.
Wow.
Now, yeah, hold it sideways. Yeah, see, it's got actually like chlorine horns, basically, which is the armor of Satan in this case, rather than the armor of God. But the armor of Satan is protecting this toxic molecule that interferes with every system of life that we know of.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, nature can heal this. God can heal this. But we have to defeat the Luciferian forces in society that continue
to
create this.
Yeah.
And, by the way, this also interferes with hormones, and that includes gender expression
in
children. Wow. So this kind of molecule, and there are others such as atrazine, which is a chemical castrator, which is used as the second most common herbicide in modern agriculture. That's the chemical, as Alex Jones famously said, turns the frogs gay. Yeah, and it literally does.
It literally does.
Or, frankly, it causes amphibians to express dual sex organs.
Right.
Is what actually...
It's a mutation.
Scientifically. It's a mutation. And when you have molecules like this that are created by industries that are steeped in evil, with a history going back to Nazism, this is a molecule that came out of Nazi research for how to mass murder Jews. Okay, that is the lineage of where this comes from, that they just unleashed in Ohio.
So it's truly evil. Do you think that when they did they consult the EPA when they did this controlled burn? Was there? I think. Some of my question, was there another answer?
Oh, absolutely, there was another answer. Yeah, you bring in, you pump the liquid into other trucks for disposal in a proper hazardous waste system.
That's what I kept thinking, but was there, they were telling us that at 8 degrees it boils and they could not have done that. Was there time to do that?
But not all of them were chlorine.
I've interviewed an incident response expert who's actually coming in later today here to the studio. And he said what they should have done is come in and put out the small fire that they had.
Okay.
And then that would have given them time to deal with this liquid without setting fire to it.
Wow.
He said setting fire to it is absolutely the wrong answer.
Like, let it boil, like molten lava, just as it boils at 8 degrees, right? Like, just let it boil until we can get it.
Well, yeah, and you wouldn't be creating this. You see, this was not carried by the trains. Dioxins were not on the trains.
Right.
The dioxins were created when they set fire to the other chemicals.
What about the... So, can you talk about the fact that there were multiple chemicals that mixed together? Were there other chemicals? Like, there was 5 chemicals. All we all kind of really remember is the vinyl chloride.
Yeah. So vinyl chloride was the liquid monomer, which becomes polyvinyl chloride, or PVC,
which is safe.
Solid, right? And those are the pipes. But they also had PVC pellets on other train cars that also, I believe, burned. So they were burning PVC and they were burning vinyl chloride. Now, if you go look up the EPA's documents on where our dioxin is coming from, you know what they say? Is people burning backyard trash containing chloride components.
Wow.
Or house fires. So anytime that somebody's house burns up,
okay, all that
and
PVC,
all that toxic smoke goes into the air,
yeah,
it contains dioxins.
Is it just plastic or?
It's not just plastic.
Okay.
Plastic has to contain chlorine atoms.
Okay.
They have to be chlorinated compounds in order to form dioxins. So there are lots of other types of plastics that don't contain chlorine, and they are far less toxic to burn. Not that you should be burning them, but
don't burn
you know,
plastic.
Yeah, don't burn plastic. But backyard burning, which is very common in rural areas.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, we deal with this in Texas too. Some
sure.
poor farmer will just throw a pile of trash and all you know, garbage bags and everything, just light it up.
Yeah.
You know, because who's watching, right?
Right.
But then what that does is it unleashes dioxins on all the farm fields downwind.
And we wonder why we're so sick.
Exactly. And then that farmer dies of cancer, you know, 5 years later, right? Is like, what happened?
So this is more than GMOs that we're talking about. This is more than glyphosate. You know, this is something that, like, I don't know if you have friends. I have friends who go to Europe and they'll say, I can eat the bread. I can eat the food. I'm, you know, they're gluten intolerant, but they can eat the food over there. And I'm just wondering if maybe they have a little bit more control over the burning of some of these chemicals. Because these chemicals, that makes a little bit more sense why people are sicker now than they were when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot more toxicity. And as I said, this stuff doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
And so it's accumulating
it's
year
accumulating.
By year and
wow.
it's not going away.
But nobody's so this is being brought to light now. But was anyone talking about this prior to the East Palestine derailment?
Not for decades, because the last major accident, I think, was the Love Canal accident in New York. And then before that, in the 1970s, I think it was, Times Beach, Missouri. So there was a dioxin release in Times Beach, Missouri, where a company that was hired to dispose of this, they decided to mix it with motor oil and spray it on the dirt roads as an anti-dust spray. And they got paid by the town to do that. Like, oh, you'll keep the dust down? Yeah, I got motor oil.
No.
We'll spray it on the roads. And he mixed this with the motor oil. Well, guess what the government did once this came out? They destroyed the whole city, not a city, the town. They bought out everybody, moved everybody out, and they bulldozed the whole town.
Wait a minute. Do you think that might be what has to happen to East Palestine?
Yes.
And do you think,
wow.
This is a big question
yes.
that we're getting from our viewers, and I will ask you to speculate on this, and you don't have to if you don't want to, but do you think that it was by design?
I think there's no
for
question.
For a land grab.
Well, very possibly. I do think it's either just insane incompetence on the part of the responders, or there was a plan to do this. But you know, we have to understand that if they wanted to grab this land, do they even realize that they poisoned it?
Right.
You know?
That's the conundrum in your brain. If
right.
they're going to do this, why would they poison the land? Because it is poison.
And then we get viewers that say it never really happened. And I'm like, guys, this one really happened.
Yeah, there's no question this one really happened. But the thing is, you know, and this is why I'm calling for dioxin testing. And this is why we're going to do dioxin testing later this year, is because we need to know for sure.
Yeah.
So what we need is hundreds of samples of soils from around the area.
We
and also samples
sure.
of farm, you know, some meat samples. Some cheese, some milk, eggs, all these things. And what we can do is we can test them against background dioxin levels that exist everywhere.
Okay.
So I can go to the grocery store here in Texas and I can find dioxins in ground beef.
Okay.
It's at a certain level. It might be, you know, a few picograms or a few femtograms. But if I get a sample from you and now it's micrograms, so that's a million times or a billion times higher.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever, we can do a comparison,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's no different. Then we can say, you know, thank God, either the wind
right.
didn't blow it here, or it didn't
yeah.
fall out here,
yeah.
or it wasn't created as much as we feared it would be. But the point is, until we know this answer,
yeah.
why are we telling people to go back home and live there?
Right.
Exactly. That's the thing that
and
has
then
me furious.
As those clouds went, you could see as those clouds went, they weren't rain clouds, and I'm not a meteorologist, but if there's something up in the clouds, doesn't it have to come down?
Yeah. Eventually, all that particulate matter comes down. And dioxins are very well known to bind with smoke particulate matter.
Wow.
that's what they do. And so all the particles in the smoke then could contain these dioxins, which again are toxic at insanely low concentrations. And everywhere that fell could be contaminated again for centuries. This is worse than Chernobyl, by far worse than Chernobyl. You know, Chernobyl, how many people died in Chernobyl directly? It was around 50.
Okay.
And then maybe a few hundred thousand suffered excess radiation and shortened their lifespans. This East Palestine incident, I believe, will kill far more than 50 people.
Wow.
And it will poison millions of people, ultimately, at some level.
Wow.
It's going to take lives, years of life off of millions of people.
Wow.
And we're all being told that it's perfectly okay. This is worse than the Soviet Union's
cover-up. So why do you think, is the silence a cover-up? Because the left is supposed to be all about being an environmentalist. I mean, you do see at least some well-known lefties, even like Rosie O'Donnell came out and said, what's going on in East Palestine? Like, at what point, you know, Erin Brockovich, she's trying to, you know, shine some light on this. It's so hard to put into words like what it is that happened. Have you heard about the collecting of the liquid that they are taking to a suburb here in Texas?
Yes.
They want to shoot it down into the ground.
Yeah. I mean, that's an admission that it's highly toxic. I mean, that's the liquid that they use as part of the fire suppression eventually.
How do they capture that liquid?
Yeah, and if they could capture that liquid, how come they couldn't capture the other liquids?
Right.
So. Yeah, now they're shipping this to Texas, but they're telling the people in Ohio everything's cool, there's no toxicity. Well, then why do you have to get rid of that water then?
Right.
And why ship it to Texas of all places too?
And then the poor suburb, and then they shoot it down like deep into the ground?
So it goes into the aquifers.
Oh, dear God.
Well water is very contaminated water, by the way.
Sure.
Because every toxic thing goes into it eventually.
Can you filter this out? Like, so we have an Alexa Pure that we got from Alex Jones, you know, years ago. That's what we use, and we replace the filter often. I know there's the Berkeys. I'm not promoting any of these things, but like those types of filters, can they filter this out, do you think?
Yeah, theoretically. Now, again, we're going to be testing this, so we own all those filters. We have like 30 water filters or whatever. As soon as we have the lab instruments to test for dioxins, if we find a source of dioxins that we can put into some semi-liquid form, we'll test those filters. In the meantime, you can check with the water filter manufacturer about whether they've been certified for removing this.
You're kidding.
They'll have, you know, different, you know, NSF or EPA certifications for what they can remove. Most of those certifications surround pesticides such as organophosphates, but this molecule is removable with a proper filtration media.
Do we know how big it is?
Well, it's not that big. It's got a couple of oxygens in the middle, and it's got four chlorines on the edge. I mean, it's a pretty small molecule, so it penetrates skin.
Okay,
yeah. And it penetrates the blood-brain barrier. So it's not very big.
So what do you think it's causing the people to have, like, a raspy voice and the rashes? Is it the dioxin?
I think that's something else.
I think
that's the phosgene or the hydrochloric acid effect.
Okay.
Because if you inhale a very small amount of hydrochloric acid, it'll scar your voice box. I mean, your trachea, even.
But it's not as dangerous as this.
Exactly. I'd rather breathe hydrochloric acid vapors than be exposed to this.
Wow.
Because you can heal your trachea.
Yeah.
But and that acid, the hydrochloric acid, is not going to stick around for 100 years. Or longer. This stuff, you can't, you know, what are you going
to
do about it?
So it sounds like we really need to pray and rally around the residents in East Palestine and make some noise, because they need to leave.
Well, and if everybody in East Palestine were told, like if Pete Buttigieg showed up and said, hey, everybody, grow some sprouts, you know, get some chlorella or chlorophyll, or eat more kale and spinach and vegetables, and you can eliminate this, and drink more water. If he said that, I might have some slight respect for him.
Right.
But they never do that.
No.
You know, and even Trump, he shows up, he's like handing out McDonald's to people. It's
I saw that.
I mean, why not hand out nutrients or something?
I mean,
these people need to detox. If they had information,
right.
If they, you know, if I wasn't being censored so much by the mainstream, then people would know how to detox.
That's so true.
And we would save babies, we would save lives. But the censorship leaves those people in a state of ignorance for the most part.
Right.
And so they're eating processed junk food, they're taking the vaccine jabs, and they're not detoxing, and they're exposed. That combination will kill a lot of people.
Well, I honestly do believe that it is a satanic attack upon you and Natural News. So you guys may not know this, but on Facebook and around the world, wasn't Natural News like the number one search result on the internet?
Before the censorship.
Natural News
in.
Was one of the top search results for health issues.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
many years ago. It wasn't that long ago. It feels like it was long ago, but honestly, during the 2016 election, Natural News was, you guys were huge on Facebook and people were sharing your things. And if you had that reach today,
come on. Saving so many lives. This is why it's so important to share everything Brighteon, Health Ranger, Natural News, because I get the emails that you've been sending about the dioxins. You guys need to be hooked up to the emails as well. And then you need to be sending them to all of your friends and family so that the word spreads. We're going to have to do this the backdoor way.
We have to do a guerrilla warfare. That's what we have to do, especially with this information warfare. Brighteon, I cannot share a Brighteon.tv video in Facebook Messenger. Right. It is censored.
Right.
In Facebook Messenger, of all places, they're monitoring your messages. And that's because I truly believe there is a hidden agenda. They do want us sick. They do want us dying.
They do. They do. And that's why this is real. I know there have been some people in alternative media that have said, oh, no, there's no dioxins. This is all a scare story. If it were a scare story, the media wouldn't be telling you that there's nothing to be scared about.
Bingo. Exactly. They would be telling you how terrible and terrifying it is, and everybody should just take cover and lock down like they did. Like,
but whatever the media says, it's usually the right answer to believe the exact opposite.
Bingo. Yes.
So when they tell you everything's safe, nothing to worry about, you should be alarmed. But when they say carbon dioxide is a deadly toxic pollutant that will kill us all, you should think, no, that's BS. Carbon dioxide is a nutrient for plants.
Right. Yes.
Carbon dioxide grows the plants that make the chlorophyll that detoxifies this.
Boom. Boom.
And you mean, Mike, that God gave us an answer even for mankind's deadly Frankenstein molecule that's like the worst thing on the planet?
And remember, too, by the way, God never created this molecule. This never came from God or nature.
Yeah.
This came from Monsanto and Basif and IG Farben and the Nazi chemical tyrants that were mass murdering humanity.
Which means that we can defeat it, and we can do so in the power of God. And so that's why it's so important for you guys to remember. Earlier you mentioned the armor, like this looks like satanic armor. But let's talk about your spiritual armor, the helmet of salvation. Do you know that the breastplate of righteousness covers all of your vital organs?
Right.
Guys, open up your Bibles. Seek God. That is going to be the answer for all of this.
And he will give you answers. I truly believe that God gives you answers, Mike.
Absolutely.
I think that he really does. There is a man named Washington Carver, and he went in his room and he asked God to show him everything about the peanut. And he did.
Yep.
And so wherever you're at, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but power of love and a sound mind. So he doesn't want you to be afraid, but he does want you to be cautious. He does want you to seek some answers out. And I think we all need to get some chlorophyll.
And remember, that's the thing. God gave us the answer to this already. And you don't have to buy anything except maybe some sprouting seeds.
Yes.
You can sprout for almost nothing.
Yes.
You know, and poor people can sprout.
Right.
It costs you nothing.
Right.
Just some water in a jar. You don't even need dirt. You don't even need to own a piece of land.
Wow. Can you sprout? Do wheat sprouts?
Yeah,
are they the same?
You can do wheat sprout. Wheat grass, sure.
So you can get a bag of wheat. And I do this called fodder for my animals.
Yeah.
And I sprout them in trays and they can eat the grass. So
All right, you guys, there is hope. Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory, if it's actually the truth. We love you. God loves you. God bless. Mike, thank you for having us in studio. Where is our best buddy?
Let's see. Rhody.
Rhody.
Let's go.
Rhody.
He's coming around back.
The other way.
He's right here. Say something.
Say hi.
Rhody.
Yeah. There
say
he
something.
Is.
Say something.
He's singing.
Rhody. Guys, stay tuned always to Brighteon.tv. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless. And we'll see you next week on Headline News with Resistance Chicks. Thanks, Mike.